بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Today we are beginning Surah Humazah. ويل لكل همزة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة اللمزة woe to every backbiter, every derider. الذي جمع ماله وعدده who accumulates wealth and counts it. يحسب أن ماله أخلده He thinks that his wealth has made him eternal. كلا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ Never. He will certainly be thrown into the crushing fire. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ And what may let you know, who could possibly tell you what the crushing fire is? نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ It is Allah's kindled fire. أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ That will peep in, that will enter the hearts. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةِ It will be closed upon them. في عمد ممددة in outstretched columns. Now in Surah Humazah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions a few evil qualities first. And thereafter he gives a short description of Jahannam. Now the thing to understand here is that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jahannam, then obviously the harshness of Jahannam will be mentioned there. That Jahannam has this punishment, Jahannam has that punishment. So we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only describing Jahannam for our benefit. The only reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing Jahannam with its harsh details, with its terrifying, horrifying details, is that so we stay away from the actions which lead to Jahannam and as a result we enter Jannah. It's just like a father advises his son. He tells his son that, you know what, don't go anywhere near drugs. Because if you go near drugs, you will become addicted. You will get this health problem. You will get that health problem. You will struggle financially. And he will describe it in vivid detail. People will not say that, oh, he's trying to scare him. Why is he speaking to his son like this? Everyone will understand that all of these details he is going into for the benefit of his son. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very loving to his creation. All of these details he goes into for our benefit so that we stay away from these evil actions. And in the beginning of the surah, he mentioned three evil qualities. The first two, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٌ لُمَزَةٌ Woe means destruction. Destruction to every backbiter, derider. Humazah means backbiter and lumazah has been translated as derider. Backbiter is someone who speaks ill about people when they're not there in their absence. Ghiba, as we call it. And derider here means someone who speaks ill about people in front of the face. So of course that from one aspect is even worse, that in front of someone's face to mention. But though both of these qualities are extremely ill qualities, to speak ill about people when they're not there, or to speak ill about people in front of them, both of these are major sins, and ahadith have come specifically regarding that these people will be punished in this manner, in that manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these two qualities and a third quality, He has revealed a whole surah regarding it. So he is warning all of us in general. And of course, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rejectors, many of them, as well as rejecting Iman, they would speak ill about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So specifically, they are being warned as well. And thereafter, Allah ta'ala mentioned the third quality. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ The one who accumulates wealth and counts it. So the one who accumulates wealth and counts it. What does that mean? That this is referring to the person who accumulates wealth. But it's not just a case of he gathers wealth, he accumulates wealth. He has a lot of love for it. So he keeps counting it. He keeps making sure it's not decreasing in any way, is it? Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala gives a person wealth in the halal manner. He doesn't break any of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And like that he becomes a millionaire. But he's fulfilling all his dini obligations. There is nothing wrong with that. لَا بَأْسَ بِالْغِنَى لِمَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it. That the one who has taqwa, meaning he's obedient to Allah, for him to become a billionaire, trillionaire, however many zeros he has, you name it, there's nothing wrong with it. But unfortunately, more often than not, this is not the case. More often than not, when a person accumulates a lot of wealth, then it creates ills within him. But this happens when the love of wealth is in his heart. We will hear incidents of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu being very wealthy as well. The likes of Uthman radiallahu anhu, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. But although they were very wealthy, they didn't have the love of wealth, excessive love of wealth in their heart. That's why they were able to fulfill all their dini responsibilities. That's why when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented to them some reason to spend in the path of Allah, they would be ready to give everything. That shows they didn't have the excessive love of wealth in their heart. That's really what's wrong. Not having a high bank balance. That's why Allah Ta'ala said, those who gather wealth, and not only gather it, they keep counting it. What does it mean they keep counting it? They have a lot of wealth, love for it. They have a lot of attachment to it. And one of the side effects of wealth, if a person is not careful, but we will all have seen this. One of the side effects of wealth is that a person slowly starts thinking a lot of himself. The ego gets bigger. And you will have seen this as well if you look carefully. Someone was not wealthy, when he wasn't wealthy, he used to greet people like an ordinary person. Few years down the line, Allah Ta'ala gave him a lot of wealth. Now, when he greets people, from his demeanor, you can tell that he thinks a lot of himself. His nose is very high in the air now. And it's normally such a people who speaks ill about other people. So that's why Allah Ta'ala said, people who backbite, people who deride other people, and they have a lot of love for wealth. Because of that, they have a lot of pride. All of these are very ill qualities. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that he thinks that his wealth has made him eternal. What does this mean? That he has so much love for wealth. He's so obsessed with wealth that if someone looks at him, it seems as if he thinks that his wealth is going to fulfill every single need of his to the extent that his wealth will make sure that he doesn't even die. And that's why you look at him and before he was in his 30s and he was earning well, he was amassing well. Now he's in his 50s and 60s and everyone can see that his legs are already dangling in the grave. But when you look at his obsession with wealth, it still seems like he thinks he's going to live forever. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ Allah Ta'ala then says, كَلَّا never. He will certainly be thrown into the crushing fire. Crushing fire. Allah Ta'ala says, this person who has a lot of wealth, so he thought a lot of himself, he will go into Jahannam. Khutama is one of the names of Jahannam. And there he will be completely degraded, crushing fire. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَ And what may let you know what the crushing fire is? That means, how could you possibly understand this Jahannam, this crushing fire in words? You can't. When a person sees it, he will realize. But just as a warning, Allah Ta'ala has given us some words. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَ It is Allah's kindled fire. It is Allah's kindled fire. Now to understand this verse, I will give you a very simple example. A poor person has a small house. And if an extremely poor person, he has a hut. A wealthy person has a mansion. So Allah Ta'ala is saying about Jahannam that it is Allah's kindled fire. That means it's a very large and very severe fire. It's not a fire that's been kindled, that's been created by a human. It's a fire that's been created and kindled. That's been lit by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that your fire, that fire which is in front of us in the world, which we struggle to, we would never ever be able to put a finger inside. For a few seconds, Allah ta'ala says that your fire in the world is 70 times lighter than the fire of Jahannam. Narullahi al-muqada. Allati tattali'u al-af'ida. That will peep into the hearts, that will reach the hearts. What does this mean? So in this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us with the afiyah. If in this world, if something or someone was to be burned, they were to be thrown into the fire, then the fire would slowly start eating away, burning away that person, that item. But if it was a person, then they would die very quickly. They would die very quickly. So the fire would not, before the fire would reach their heart, reach right inside them, they would be dead. But of course, we know the principle in the hereafter is that no person dies. In the hereafter, there is no death. So if you're in Jahannam, if you're in Jannah, you're in Jannah forever. And if you're in Jahannam, then no matter how severe the punishment, you won't die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when that is the case, then the fire of Jahannam will reach right to the hearts, right inside them. Because they will not have died by then. They will still be feeling the pain. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَ It will be closed on them. It will be closed on them, meaning there will be no possibility of escape. For those people who have no iman, it will be closed on them forever. And for those people who have iman, but who haven't been obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be closed upon them until the time comes where Allah ta'ala has grace on them. And then they will be allowed to leave. فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَ In outstretched columns. What does that mean in outstretched columns? So the Mufassirin have said that anywhere in Jahannam, a person will not be able to escape. He will not be able to leave. But to make matters even worse, to make the people of Jahannam feel even more humiliated, in Jahannam there will be large pillars, large metal pillars, and the people of Jahannam, they will be bound to them, so that even in Jahannam they cannot move around. A person when he is in some danger, then he tries to go here, he tries to go there. But in Jahannam, a person will not even have that little liberty, because he will be bound. So like we said, the purpose of all these verses is not to Allah Ta'ala is just trying to scare us for no reason. No, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is trying to tell us that these qualities which He has mentioned, speaking ill about other people, whether in front of them, whether behind them, becoming obsessed with wealth, that very same wealth which Allah Ta'ala has given a person, and as a result going away from the obedience of Allah, are so bad qualities. These qualities are so ill that they deserve this punishment. So if a person understands that and he stays away from these qualities, then this surah is a blessing of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay away from every single ill quality, in particular these qualities. The ulama have said that you can say from this surah, one thing we understand is that person who speaks ill about people, he breaks people's hearts. People may not say anything, especially if he's someone of a status, but he breaks people's hearts. So that is why in Jahannam he will be cast into the crushing fire which will reach his heart in return for that ill which he did. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to stay away from these ills. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.